About 400 workers of Cosmos Seafoods Limited in Tema have been denied the right to unionize. The workers allegedly working under harsh conditions, earn meagre salaries, and work more than the stipulated period of 8 hours a day without overtime allowances, among other ill treatments. Patricia Chi comes in again with this report.
The company, which had been in existence since 2001, has no union to assist workers with negotiations and other labor-related issues. Owned by Filipinos and Koreans, it processed tuna for the export market. The leadership of the Tema Industrial and Commercial Workers Union, who were on the company premises, were heckled when some media personnel attempted to interview them on recent happenings. The company security had turned their anger on the ICU leaders for trying to rescue the media. The ICU leaders had gone to finalize unionization processes with the management of the company, but were turned down. The Tema regional officer of the ICU, Ileza Nyaunu, said the company is taking undue advantage of the workers for its monetary gains. He said foreigners' exploitation of Ghanaian workers still persists because some unscrupulous Ghanaians often assist these foreigners to indulge in such acts.
They have no regard for the loss of the land. They carry their money here and come and chase over cheap labor because of our unemployment issues. So it is like, well, we are here with our money, we will do whatever we like, irrespective of what the loss of the land even says. We are prepared to talk to our lawyers, then we take the next line of action. Because we think workers of Ghana, and for that matter, workers of Cosmos deserve better treatment than what is happening here.
That was the Tema regional officer of the Industrial and Commercial Workers Union, Liza Nyaunu, ending Patricia Chase's report.